This is Digital Dave.
I'm Fast Eddie.
And boy, do they know us well.
I was going to say, I do not resemble any of that.
Yeah. No disclaimer needed.
I'm completely undefined.
There you go. And joining us, we have Cindy Martin, who volunteers at South Maintenance. So you are like the utility people. You get all the weird calls.
We do a lot of the build-up, more so than answering maintenance calls.
Okay.
Yeah.
I need you to come out and cut the grass in my camping spot.
I do that for a fee.
Okay.
A small fee.
Do you take checks?
No. Cash.
So how many people are in the South Maintenance organization?
South Maintenance group that we volunteer with have about 85 people.
That's amazing.
That's a lot of lawnmowers.
And
we do a few other things.
A lot of painting and putting up the fences and all that stuff.
We do. We do the fencing. We do all the tables, the umbrellas. We even built 53 tables this year. We start in June and do what we need to do up front.
Wow. That's crazy.
Yeah.
You build tables. You mean from scratch?
Picnic tables, yes. They have a great setup
tables.
There.
Built so they got a little machine that they can just turn the crank and spit out more.
Yeah, that's what we do. We turn a lot of cranks up there. Yeah.
You have a vending machine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, look, new picnic tables. Let's get them while they're fresh.
Yeah, definitely.
And we also patrol them and make sure they go where they're supposed to.
Oh, wait a minute. They're not free to roam? These aren't free-range picnic
tables?
It's
amazing. They're not.
But yet they do.
How did you know that? Do you have one?
I'm thinking about getting one.
I'm thinking you won't.
No, you're right.
They're all serialized.
And they have trackers.
They've got an Apple AirTag on it.
They're AI tables, so we always know where they are.
Oh, yes. And if they don't like you, they throw you on the ground.
That's
right.
You wind up with splinters in places you don't need them.
Yes.
Again, EAA is at the forefront of technology.
Yep. We've mastered picnic tables.
That's wild. I don't expect you're the one building picnic tables. So what do you do down there?
I'm the chairman of the group.
Chairman
of the group.
Wow.
Which means you get to tell people where to go.
Sometimes. But I do. I do the work, too.
So do you get a wish list every year of stuff they want you to do?
Every morning after we get here in June, we get a list from Mr. Taylor. And he lets us know what he needs, and we try to fulfill his needs.
Well, as long as he gives you the materials and the money to go get them.
Absolutely. He takes good care of us.
I hope so.
Absolutely.
You guys don't run all the big tractors, do you? The motorhome removers?
No, we don't do that.
Okay. You miss out on the fun stuff.
That's the West Ramp crew.
No, maybe.
Well, not out in the campground.
That's his staff, I think, that does. You can't trust us with a big tractor. We have small ones that we use. Yeah.
Okay, you get all the hand-me-downs.
Yeah, yeah. He gets his good stuff.
So you're strictly, though, grounds maintenance. You're not, you don't maintain all the little VWs.
We do not.
Okay, that's a different
We come
shop.
In and, number one, sometimes we build the tables. We put all the tables out at the vendors. We take care of all the umbrellas. We have to fasten them in the ground so they don't become lawn darts when it gets windy.
Yeah.
We do the fencing. We do a lot of painting. We do all kinds
of
things.
That's some pretty exciting stuff.
It really is. And, you know, we have a lot of fun doing it.
Okay. What's the age ranges of your volunteers?
We have volunteers. We usually don't put them on the list until they're 10, but we do start at 10, and I think our oldest member is 92.
Wow.
Holy mackerel.
That's all of them.
That's a lot of experience there.
It is.
So the 10-year-old, basically his job is to keep track of the 92-year-old.
Actually, it's a young lady, and she's out doing power washing with, we have a group called the Brat Pack. It's our children that work with us. They drive a big blue van, and they go out and do forums, power cleaning, doing the tables.
Nice.
Are amazing young people because they've been here almost all their lives.
Yes, they they got voluntold.
You know,
we have several three-generation families in our group that all come here and work together.
Nice.
That's amazing. You know, and that's just another way of getting young people involved. But everybody who comes here for the week of Air Venture has no clue the setup and teardown that goes before and after this week. It's got to be an amazing effort.
It is amazing. And you come here in June and you look at all these empty spaces and the beautiful trees and a runway that you can see from anywhere. And then as the days go by, everything disappears except that camper right next to you. It's fine. It's fine. You make new friends.
Well, we both have put little flagpoles with lights on our campers because as they come and go, your view changes day to day. It's like, where am I? Where's my camper?
Yes, we've met some people this year, first timers, and they're like, now which way is the runway?
Yeah. Really? Well, it's big enough that you might not know.
They did not know. So
and every year they're expanding the campgrounds, or trying anyway.
They are.
Which means more picnic tables. How many do you figure you build this year?
We only built 53, but mostly they're for the food vendors so that we can have enough space for everybody to get something to eat and drink.
Yeah, like Chick-fil-A and all those guys.
Yeah,
nice.
All of them. Nice. We do service all the water buffaloes. We get them all sanitized and put out. And the new campground is going to be an amazing challenge.
Yes.
An opportunity to make more people happy.
And get lost because I hardly can find it.
Keep working on it.
Yeah.
It'll change before you go next year, I'm sure.
Yep. They'll move it.
It seems every year we come here, there's something new that pops up. Next to our area, I noticed that we have hookups near where we are. And I'm thinking to myself, hookups.
Yeah, well, you don't get those comped as a volunteer, though.
Well, I understand that, but I'd be willing to pay for a hookup at this point.
Yeah, okay, there you go.
All right, I'll mark that down.
Yep. Please do.
Yep.
And send me the bill. I will gladly pay it.
Nice. It is amazing to have all the opportunities that we have.
Years back, before they started doing hookups, there was this one old gentleman sitting there at his camper, and he took a piece of 4x4 and he stuck it on the ground with a faucet on one side and a plug, and he ran a wire and a hose back to his camper just to watch the people's reactions.
I remember that guy. That was hysterical.
Yep.
That's funny.
And now it's true.
Yeah, now he doesn't have to do it for fake.
That's right.
I wonder if they comped him a space forever, because it was his idea.
Yeah, it was his idea.
There you go.
Yep. You've been volunteering, what, 3 years?
About 30.
Nice.
This is my 31st year volunteering. I've been like here longer, but...
Okay, so it took you a few years to make up your mind.
Well, I used to love the forums. There were certain forums I wanted to go so I could learn more and be a better pilot, and... Very educational for me. I am a flight instructor, and there was a point in time when I thought about giving it up, and I went to a certain forum and it changed my life. I decided that this is really what I need to do for a long time. Still do it.
Good. Where? I need to finish my private.
We'll talk later. I don't want to give out my information.
Oh, listen to this.
Yeah, you're afraid you'll get swamped with students like
Absolutely.
Us.
I was going to say, this isn't a bar. You know, you don't have to worry.
No, I don't do it very actively anymore. I teach a lot of young people to get them started when they're not really quite old enough to get in the airplane, but...
Okay, so you get them all the background.
Yeah, get them some simulator time, that kind of thing.
Microsoft Flight Simulator.
It's a great thing, actually. It's a very good learning tool.
Yeah. But for me, video game, I'm not going to sit there and go through the entire checklist and flip this switch.
Make
them fly. I want to fly.
Make them do all that stuff.
Yeah, I know you do. You have to if you want to really make it real.
And then you get, kids... 13 years old, they can fly an F-15.
Nice.
They just can't fly it right, but they can fly it.
In other words, you may not be able to use it after they're done.
Yeah.
Well, you know, one other important thing about flight simulation nowadays is VR goggles.
Yes.
My nephew has a setup, and I was out flying an F-86, and he says, Uncle Eddie, you're going to be fine right up to the point where you decide you're going to land, and then you're going to get airsick. And that's exactly what happened.
That's
no
right.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Yep.
Now, the one thing I always wonder, you've done a lot of simulator training.
Yes.
The full motion simulators only have 1G available.
Yes.
So you cannot simulate a 2G turn.
You cannot.
Okay.
But you can trick your brain.
Okay.
So you can be in a full motion simulator that's not moving, and you will swear it is.
Interesting.
The visual does yeah. it, a lot of it.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you mess with our heads, don't
That's
you?
That's right. We try.
But I understand simulators are incredibly unreliable because nothing ever works in a simulation. Something always breaks on the airplane.
That is absolutely true.
They should probably fix that.
And if your instructor has fat fingers, sometimes multiple things break at the same time.
Oh, nice, nice.
Nothing like buzzing along and have everything fall off the airplane.
Yeah. It happens. Accidentally fail both engines on somebody. You find out that they're a great glider pilot. Yeah, that bad.
Okay.
Yeah.
And the beauty of that is you hit the reset button, you can do it again.
You can, yes. Do it right.
Years ago, my son and I were in the Redbird tent, and the guy asked me if I had any experience. I said, yeah, I've only got about 60 hours. I haven't flown in 20 years. Be nice. So I was putting into 172, and they're over there whispering. And the next thing I know, it's pouring rain. Huh. And then the propeller stops, and I'm like, what?
Better to have it there than out there. I agree.
I think there was a conspiracy going on.
Yeah,
it's possible.
Yeah.
Hey, let's Some of your this. Friends hooked you up.
Yeah, they hooked you up, all right.
Yeah, exactly.
Can you spin a simulator?
You can, but you should not if it's on motion.
Yeah. Computer might not like that.
The simulator might not like it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've seen one come out of the connections.
Oops.
So, yeah. Don't do that.
That's rude.
Don't do that.
That wasn't in the simulation.
Yeah, but here's the maintenance crew ready to go
and fix it.
Right.
Call South
ready
maintenance.
To go. And Redbird, if you have Redbird, they're great support people, too.
I would like to. I can only imagine the flight instructors. Face when the guy pulled the thing out of the mounts.
I'm not sure there was an instructor on board at that moment, or it might not have happened, but that's another story.
The thing is, with the flight simulator X10, whatever they call it, you can get into so much trouble.
Yeah.
Fortunately, we don't have the time to describe
That's right. I want to thank you for all that you guys do at South Maintenance. You're part of the unviewed, unsung heroes here.
Well, thanks for letting us come and have fun, because we do have a lot of fun volunteering.
Sure do. This is Digital Dave.
And I'm Fast Eddie, and this is EAA Radio.